Hi there. The word for you today is bring out the best in others. We've been talking about it for the last few days. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6, be strong and of good courage. In The Miracle Worker, Helen Keller's teacher, Annie Sullivan, tried again and again to teach the concept of words. The gifted tutor worked tirelessly to draw out of Helen the treasures buried deep inside her. She literally willed Helen to succeed. Watching this powerful play, you see Helen begin to blossom and develop gifts that would inspire the world for generations to come. Understand this. God uses the encouraging words, actions, and attitudes we direct at each other to strengthen our inner resolve to succeed. But to be effective, your praise should be immediate, should be specific, and should be genuine. Dr. William Mayo, co-founder of the famous Mayo Clinic, used praise to encourage young doctors. One of them said, and I quote, "You'd read a paper at a staff meeting and afterwards he'd see you in the elevator or the hall and would shake your hand and put his hand on your shoulder with a quiet good work and a straight warm look that made you think he meant it. Or perhaps a day or two later you'd get a note from him, just a short one, saying something like, dear blank, I learned more about blank from that paper of yours the other night than I ever knew before. It was a good job. Believe me, a fellow prized those notes. Praise, practical help, encouragement, all of these flow out of us as naturally and genuinely when we begin to see, as Annie Sullivan saw, the untapped potential buried inside each individual. That's why the Bible says in Ephesians 4 verse 29, let everything you say be helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Okay?